Dancing with the Devil. According to the coroner's report, Gordon gets rushed through the next morning. Wilde was grazed by one of the Joker's bullets, which was laced with poison. Probably one of the shots he fired as I threw the flashbang. And my hope for anything but failure from last night is met with more disappointment. The tracking device I attached to Joker isn't transmitting. Either it got damaged, or he's somewhere that blocks the signal. Possibly the sewers. Have to check on that later. So what am I left with? All I have is his victims. Two men he picked seemingly at random. Or did he? Dangerous to assume a pattern with a madman. But it can't be an accident that two of the men he freed were veterans from the helicopter corps. Have to believe there's a method to his madness, or I'm just stumbling blindly. So I'll follow the only lead I have. There were numerous links between Wilde and Claridge. Both were investors and on the boards of many different corporate entities. But the only one that sticks out is Ace Chemical Processing. Wilde and Claridge were the main investors in the plant when it opened 20 years ago. And this is the place where, 3 months ago, Batman fought the Red Hood. Too much of a coincidence not to look into.
Who did you say you were with again?
The National Globe. Working on a story about how environmentalists are driving corporate businesses out of the cities.
You got that right. Saying we've been polluting the harbor all these years. Tell that to all my boys, can't put food on the table for the kids now.
So, how many men do you have here now, during the closing procedure?
It's just me and Al, my assistant manager. Another week we'll be done, and then we'll be out of job too. Old man Claridge was trying to get another plant running outside city limits, but, well, I'm sure you heard what happened to him.
Now, word is you had a whistleblower here.
What? That's the first I heard of that.
Oh yeah, I'm certain there was a name listed on the report I saw. I don't have it written down here, but if I could get a look at your personnel records, they might jog my memory.
You're out of luck there. Had a fire in the records room just after the plant shut. Most everything. You sure we had an insider leaking stuff to those bastards?
Absolutely.
Hey Al, listen to this. We're all out of work because one of our own guys was talking to the feds.
Really? Well, I'd sure like to get my hands on that SOB.
I'm sorry to ask, Earl, but how did you get that white stain on your skin?
Oh, this? Got too close to the disposal tanks one day. It was some splashback. No biggie. I hardly even notice it anymore. Should have seen some of the other guys. Blake Snyder stuck a hand in there once and the hair on his arm turned all green.
Could it be this simple? Joker and the Red Hood are one and the same. One criminal mastermind transformed into another. Problem is, there are big differences between them. The Red Hood never killed anyone, and Joker kills with almost every breath he takes. Another problem, I'm fairly sure the Red Hood was never the same man twice. Body language was too different each time. Assumed it was a gang trading off the helmet for heists.
Master Bruce, are you there?
What is it, Alfred?
Your tracking device just started transmitting. I'll send you the location through the car's computer.
The signal emanates from an abandoned survey and planning office in Old Gotham. Like a lot of this area, the office has been unused since the early 50s. I find the tracking device on the floor near a recently shattered window. Must have gotten pried loose as he wriggled through the broken glass. So what did the Joker want here? Most of this information is completely out of date. It'd be useless. Except for some maps. Like the sewer system. The current network is built in conjunction with the original structure the city was built around. So if someone knew what they were doing, they could get all the way from one side of Gotham to the other without ever leaving those tunnels. I was planning to check the sewers tonight anyway.
no Joker appearance on TV today at all. I'm so tired it almost feels like a relief. But I know it's just the calm before the storm. Of course, the low-level scales are taking full advantage of the situation tonight by looting everything that's not chained down. Just another sign of a powder keg ready to blow, I suppose. God, I hope this is over soon. I need to sleep a whole night through again someday. I need to see my family for more than a minute at a time.
Sewers yield no answers. People have been traveling in them, but there's no way to know who. A lot of homeless practically live down there. Meanwhile, my city has started to lose control of itself. At least I can do something about that. Turned out to be a busy night. But the kind I'm more used to. Average scum. Not the kind that wear disguises. 2 days of work on this now. Difficult to find an antitoxin for a poison that was never meant to have an antidote. The question is, will I need it? If I'm right, and Joker is the Red Hood, then his vengeance may already be complete. And if his plunge into chemical waste did disfigure him, then revenge would be a typically paranoid response, blaming others for his own actions. But something is still missing from this puzzle. What about his poem? What did that mean?
One by one, they'll hear my call. Then this wicked town will fall my fall.
He claims to want to kill the entire city. Was that just a smokescreen for his true motive? Hard to believe anyone would kill so many people just to hide a motive. But we're obviously not dealing with a rational mind. So how do I figure out the plans of an insane man? I never prepared for this. I planned for the killers, the muggers, the rapists, desperate people doing desperate things. But I never imagined something like the Joker.
Master Bruce, I hate to interrupt your thoughts, but you're going to want to see this.
Just because I'd taken one day off, you were rid of me yet, did you? And tonight, your dear old Joker's got something special planned. The rich and powerful have lorded it over us little people for too damn long. Tonight, it's their turn to suffer. So, this is what I like to call a twofer. At midnight, I'm going to do away with both Judge Thomas Lake and Gotham's favorite socialite bachelor, Bruce Wayne.
I pretend I've just woken up, and know nothing about Joker's announcement when the police call. Then I act stunned and terrified. In reality, though, I'm just confused. Why is Bruce Wayne a target? Unless Joker really is just picking random names out of the social register. Which means my assumptions about him are wrong, and the link I found is worthless.
Really, we should take this, Wayne. It could save your life.
I understand your concern, Detective Russos. But if anything happens, I've got my own team of physicians standing by. So I'm sure I'll be fine.
And what exactly are these doctors going to do if you start laughing and turning white as a sheet?
They'll administer a shot to slow his heartbeat, stopping the spread of the poison. Then we'll get him to the hospital.
Okay. And what if the Joker kills the doctor's fist?
Good point. I think I will take that mask after all, Detective.
I thought you might.
Lucky that Captain Gordon is with the team protecting the judge tonight. What I have planned might not work around someone as sharp as Gordon. Because I've got to get away from these cops. Whatever Joker is up to, whether he's actually going to attack Bruce Wayne and Judge Lake, or if we're just a diversion. Batman has to be free to act. And there's only one way I can make that happen.
Yeah, I'll clear over here. Wayne's fine, except for the usual rich guy BS. hold on, Captain. We may have a problem.
Joker got to Wayne somehow. This doesn't make sense. It's barely 11:30.
Hey, Captain. Something's happening outside.
What? What is it? Oh, God. He's hitting both fronts early. This isn't right. What the hell is going on? Down! Get down! Somebody cover Judge Lake. This is Gordon. We're under attack. Repeat, we are under attack.
Keep him still. We have to administer the injection.
I'm trying. He's strong.
Losing control.
Not what expected.
Dose not fatal, but hadn't counted on mental strain.
Can't stop fighting.
Yes. Yes. Slow it. Relax muscles. Body weak. Brain still burning.
Dr. Bruce, I'm going to inject medicine now.
You have to. Alfred, he did this to me. He made me this way. I'll kill him. No. Not right. No. Not.
Help me hold him. Help me hold him on. You get him to the hospital.
Mother, this evil town, Gotham, took you, stole my life, stole my family.
Hey, come on, Bruce. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Don't be a big baby, darling.
No. Wait. Don't go that way.
Is this the kind of man I raised? Afraid to walk down an alley at night? I told you, there's nothing to be frightened of.
No, you can't. Just like all the rest. Killers. Rapists. Liars. Idiots. Cowards. Take everything. Ruin it. Wreck it.
Hey, kid. What's the problem?
Okay, kid.
Yeah. Here,
whatever, kiddo.
It's gonna be fine.
All of you, all the same. Let this happen. No better than him. Kill you all. You took my parents. Deserve to die. I'll kill you. No.
Master Bruce, wake up.
Alfred. What? Where are we?
A few miles from home. I administered the antidote and have been trying to revive you for 5 minutes. I'm afraid we're under attack. We ran into them a mile ago. I assume they were on the way to Wayne Manor, but our plan beat them to it.
This is a diversion.
Excuse me, sir.
I know what the Joker's planning now. I've been in his head.
Are we certain we've regained all our faculties, sir?
Oh, very.
They've got us pinned. We need backup.
Come and get us, you bastard!
Huh?
Is he?
He'll live. Go. I'll see to the survivors.
No time to get to the manor for my car. This'll have to do.
These two makes 8 of the inmates we...
Gordon, come in.
Gordon here. Who is this?
Who do you think?
You. Where the hell were you? I just spent the last 10 minutes under heavy fire here. And Wayne is dead too. We blew it.
Wayne isn't dead. He's on the way to the hospital. But his ambulance got attacked. There were some casualties.
What? How do you...
Listen to me. You need to call the reservoir and have them cut off the water to the city now.
Why?
He's going to kill them all. The whole city. That's what he wants.
How do you know this?
Because yesterday he was looking at maps of the old reservoir bypass system. I just didn't get it then. You have to tell them to shut off the water. He's going to use the bypass to pump in poison from the old reservoir.
All right.
I'm sorry, we're dying to answer, but we just can't come to the phone right now. Please leave your message after the scream.
They didn't answer.
Damn it. I'll have to do this the hard way.
I'm a minute away, but it takes me 5 to get there. Gordon's people will be here soon, but it'll all be over by then. I was right about Joker's motive.
I just didn't understand the full nature of his desires. His poem explained it perfectly, though. He'd get personal revenge on the people who made him what he is, and then the whole city would follow his fall. His fall was into a vat of toxic poison that spilled out of what should have been a clean bay. So he poisons Gotham's water supply, and everyone dies laughing. In his sick mind, we're all to blame just for being alive. I understand that now. That paranoid anger and hate. He may be a genius, but that hate is all he knows. It's blinded him. He's spread his guards too thin. There's only one or two in my path to reach him. Joker's already beaten. He just doesn't know it yet. It's over, Joker. Give it up.
You again? You're like my own personal bad penny, aren't you? Always turning up. I'd stay right there if I were you, Batsy. If I flip this lever, the floodgates will open into the viaduct. Then Gotham dies.
I can't let you do that.
Really? And how the hell do you think you're going to stop me?
Like this.
What did you just do?
Destroyed the viaduct. I rigged it with C4 on the way here.
But you just cut off all water to the city. You've crippled them for weeks.
Better crippled than dead.
Boy, you're really a piece of work. Do you know how much planning went into this night? I mean, a lot of people died so I could be here.
I know.
And yet you just ruin everything.
Shouldn't have spelled it out for me, Joker. Made it too easy to get inside your head.
Okay, just have to kill you instead.
Keep forgetting how fast he is. This water is filled with enough poison to kill thousands. It would be so easy to just let him fall into it. So many are already dead because of this man. I can't. Damn it. I can't.
I'm disappointed, Bats. Thought you were going to finish what you started.
Who says I'm done?
I say.
This'll have to do.
Okay, Uncle. You win. I'll just kill you some other time.
No. You won't.
It takes the city a few weeks to calm back down, even after Joker's locked safely away in Arkham. I can hardly blame them. His prints aren't in any database, so we'll probably never know who he really is. He's certainly not sane, even if he knows. Wayne was so glad to survive his part in all this that his company rebuilt the Gotham Viaduct at no charge. People were sweaty and miserable for a week, and by the end of it, water was going for $10 a bottle. But we survived. So, how are you doing?
I've been better.
Still blaming yourself for all those dead people?
Maybe. If Joker was the Red Hood, then I did play a hand in his creation.
Did you put the hood on his head? And the gun in his hand? No, you didn't. You saved the entire city from that deranged madman. Give yourself a pat on the back, I say.
I'll take it under advisement.
You do that.
So, was that your idea?
The mayor's, actually. Should have seen Grogan's face when he heard about it. Thought he was having an aneurysm. Yeah, I thought you might say something like that. Let's see how it looks. And for the first time in weeks, people in my city are looking up. In this new world with men like the Joker and whatever else may be headed our way, that's a small victory, I know. But hell, I'll take what I can get.
Batman, the Man Who Laughs. Written by Ed Brubaker, with art by Doug Mankey. Adapted and edited by Chris Buckeye. Music by Jennifer Buckeye. Sound effects sourced from zapsplat.com. Featuring the voices of Chris Buckeye and Jennifer Buckeye. Batman was created by Bill Finger with Bob Kane. The Joker was created by Bill Finger, Bob Kane, and Jerry Robinson. All characters are copyright DZ Entertainment. This is a fan production with no infringement intended.